Early this year, Congress may consider a plan to prevent illegal immigrants from obtaining driver's licenses. That proposal made headlines in recent months, as did the sharp words of a powerful sponsor, James Sensenbrenner of Wisconsin, nearly sabotaged a massive intelligence reform when he tried to have the immigration provision included. He lost that effort, but Sensenbrenner, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, is trying again. NPR's Andrea Seabrook has this profile.
Wisconsin's James Sensenbrenner says his goal has never been to be the most liked congressman. He'd rather be the most respected. But when he threatened to hold up President Bush's intelligence reform bill last year because of the objections he had over immigration, it was safe to say there were those in the White House who neither liked nor respected him. Politically, Sensenbrenner is unpeggable. He is a staunch conservative, faithfully voting for tax cuts and reduced spending. He's also a hard-nosed Republican, who many remember as being one of the prosecutors in the 1999 Senate impeachment trial of President Bill Clinton.
He has not owned up to the false testimony, the stonewalling, and legal hair splitting, and obstructing the courts from finding the truth. In doing so, he has turned his affair into a public wrong. And for these actions, he must be held accountable through the only constitutional means the country has available, the difficult and painful process of impeachment.
Since then, Sensenbrenner has become a main player in the Republican push for medical malpractice reform, bankruptcy reform, and the drive against stem cell research. Not long ago, the American Conservative Union gave Sensenbrenner a rating of 92 out of 100, while the American Civil Liberties Union gave him only a 7. Given that, it may be surprising to hear that the ACLU's top lobbyist, Laura Murphy, is a fan of Sensenbrenner's. Murphy says Sensenbrenner first threw her for a loop when, in the early 80s, she worked to get Congress to reauthorize the Voting Rights Act of 1965.
Everyone in the civil rights community had made the mistake, I think, of writing off key Republicans, and he was one of the first to break with his party and say, no, there's an ongoing need for the Voting Rights Act.
Breaking with his party is something Sensenbrenner is not afraid of doing. Another example came during his work in the weeks following the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. Sensenbrenner helped write the USA Patriot Act, the bill that widely expanded the powers of FBI investigators and which some say violates privacy and civil rights protections. What Sensenbrenner did that angered the Bush administration was insist on including sunsets in the bill, provisions that will make the Patriot Act expire automatically at the end of this year, unless it's reauthorized. Here is how Sensenbrenner explained his insistence on the sunsets.
My support for this legislation is neither perpetual nor unconditional. I believe the Department and Congress must be vigilant toward short-term gains, which ultimately may cause long-term harm to the spirit of liberty and equality which animate the American character.
Sensenbrenner wasn't finished. 1 year later, he and the ranking Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee submitted a list of questions to the Justice Department trying to determine exactly how the Patriot Act was being used by law enforcement officials. When Sensenbrenner didn't receive answers, he threatened to subpoena Attorney General John Ashcroft. He even sent this warning.
Without cooperating with the committee and doing oversight, the Justice Department is going to have great difficulty getting those authorities extended when they expire in about 3 years.
Ashcroft eventually did answer questions before Sensenbrenner's committee. And this year, Sensenbrenner says, Americans can expect many more hearings on the Patriot Act as Congress considers whether to extend it. There are certainly other mavericks among Republicans. Think John McCain, Chuck Hagel, or Chris Shays. But what sets Sensenbrenner apart is that he bucks authority while making little show of it. His curveballs are not part of a political game, friends say, but a result of his fierce independence and his adherence to rules.
A lot of the problems in Congress result in people not following the established process and the established rules. When we do that, everybody knows what those rules are and what they can do and what they can't do. And my following the rules in the Judiciary Committee has made the committee productive.
For example, many Democrats complain that it is standard practice for a Republican chairman to keep them in the dark about the committee's agenda and laws they draft. But not on the House Judiciary Committee. Sensenbrenner makes sure committee Democrats have adequate staff, know what's coming up, and have a chance to offer their own bills and amendments. Over time, that's helped him build important relationships with Democrats, like Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy, the ranking member on the Senate Judiciary Committee.
I'd rather work with somebody who will say, look, here's what I believe, here's what I'm going to do. Whether you agree or disagree, here's what I'll do. And they won't get pushed around by either Republicans or Democrats. And there are only a few people left in the Congress in either party who are like that. The ones who are usually get things done.
Getting things done is what Sensenbrenner counts as his proudest achievement. The jurisdiction of the House Judiciary Committee is wide and includes some of the hottest of hot-button issues: abortion, gay marriage, immigration. But it was still one of the most productive committees in Congress last session, filing more than 100 bills. But what about the political problems within his party when he does things like threaten to subpoena John Ashcroft? Sensenbrenner concedes he's not a backslapping kind of guy, and he admits he's not likely to be elected into his party's leadership anytime soon. But he also says that's fine by him.
If you look at the way things have been historically in Congress, there are two groups of people. One go into the leadership and run for speaker and majority leader, and the other go the committee route. I chose to go the committee route because I thought I could accomplish more for the people of Wisconsin, the people of America.
Sensenbrenner has had little trouble winning re-election to the seat he first won in 1978. He says he intends to run again in 2006, even though party rules will force him to give up the chairmanship of Judiciary after this Congress. Sensenbrenner won't say whether he's aiming for another committee chairmanship or which one. He says he's more focused on his next big push, getting Congress to pass new, stricter immigration laws, and being respected, if not popular. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.